Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Swolecast. We have a fun and action-packed show for you. We got King Coakley, Rob Coakley, fresh off of his World Series of Poker run. Almost made the final 100, so we'll talk to him if he thought the Swolecast maybe jinxed him last week. We'll also be drafting a team together. We have given ourselves our own challenges. So this is really just about challenging ourselves, and it's going to be a fun show. Stick around. It's Swolecast here on RotoGrinders.com.
Can you see the static from the Swolecast? I was like, yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Leave it to the guy with the crypto dunes, Abby, to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show.
To it, bro. Live a little.
Live a little. Just live a little, guys.
Welcome. Come on in. This is going to be a fun show. We're already starting out hot with Pete getting the 1.1, the real influencer of the pack. Myself, I'm Soccer Dave, David Kitchen. I got the fifth overall. Pete over Zets with the first overall. King Coakley comes in with the eighth spot. And then, Davis, you got the sixth spot right after me. So
least Davis, I know I'll have plenty of time to think of my pick before you pick.
That's probably true. Davis, how's it going?
We're hanging in there, feeling good about the weight loss, down 14 pounds in 3 weeks. So
really, that's awesome.
Whoa,
grinding. Yeah.
Whoa. 14 pounds in 3 weeks. That means that you 100% game the system to start out.
I told everyone I was on vacation the week before, so it's not really much of a secret.
But it hasn't been 14 pounds since we started, though.
I started on July 3rd.
That wasn't 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. My starting date was July 3rd, and gotcha. I weighed 184 pounds.
Okay. All right. But how's the training going? Everything going good for you?
No, I'm hurt.
No. So what happened?
I was squatting today, and when I came up, I just felt a little twinge in my abdomen.
Yeah.
It's all good. But
it's more kind of like Isaiah Pacheco. You're still back out on the field, right?
Are you going to be on the pup list to start the season? I mean,
no, I mean, I might just have to do, I might have to take a week off the weights and just do the stairs or something, but we'll move. I'll modify as needed. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean.
How's your weight loss journey going?
Weight loss journey is going pretty good. You know, I feeling good, we just started a little group chat. And And that with some guys that watch the Swolecast that also want to get, you know, better in shape. So it's going good. And I mean, I really can't complain. So we'll see.
Who's in this group chat? What big fans of the Swolecast are we talking about here?
I'm not going to – this is an anonymous group. I'm not going to tell you guys. It's really – it's just a family with us.
Is this like the anonymous guy that would send you screenshots from my random drafts?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. What are we eating over there, kitchen?
I'm on the clock. I'm eating protein bar.
Nice.
It's important.
Probably about 36 grams of sugar, 290 calories. You gotta hit the protein bar. It's important.
All right.
All right. Dave? So I need to know, kitchen. You know, last week was about me, but this week is about you.
Yeah.
The Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably a 5-12 team last week. Pick up DeAndre Hopkins. There must be excitement in the streets in Nashville. Everyone must be celebrating.
Yeah. Has Hopkins come to your church yet?
No, not yet. I mean, I guess I'll ask Traylon if he is, but
now that they're still a 5-12 team, what is the excitement levels down there?
I just don't think the Titans are going to be that bad this year. They might be like 8-9, 9-8, but they will compete for the AFC South. Mark my words. They will compete for the AFC South.
It seems like a pretty low bar. One of the worst divisions of football.
Well, I didn't say it wasn't a low bar. I'm just saying they would compete for the AFC South. Okay, let's see here.
Yeah, I agree with this chat from GA. Rob, are you blaming the Swolecast for the mush last week? I mean, we brought you on to celebrate as if you had already won the 12 million, essentially, and then you probably busted out.
Busted within the first hour of that day. No, I mean, look, we had the right table draw, but we were going to have to double up like almost immediately to even compete on day six. Got in a bad spot where we actually lost the minimum with jacks versus queen 10 after somebody flopped a queen, and then just had to re-rip the guy that had opened about 30% of hands. He just ended up having nines. I had a seven of clubs and we didn't get there, but you know, it was what it was.
But it was like literally an hour after you were on the Swolecast is when you busted. Like, I felt really bad. And I felt like, and Davis also kind of mushed you on the show, said something to that effect. So,
if you all want to send me $3 million to compensate for me busting after being on the Swolecast, we will happily take that donation.
Yeah, send me your info. I got $15 in the underdog account right now left over. So
he can probably get that wired in from corporate.
Yeah, we'll just talk to Rob, Dan.
How are you earmarking, like, when you cash that out? And I don't know if you had pieces that you had sold or whatever, but was that just like, did you just see all best ball entries when you got your cash slip from the World Series of Poker?
Well, it's altering my best ball plans for the summer, that's for sure. The first thing I did was buy a $30,000 Tyler Herro moment, and
best day of your life.
Best day of my life.
Best day of your life, dude. It's beautiful. Imagine being the owner of the Tyler Herro snarl moment. I mean,
no,
especially
but
when he's going to be a star in Portland. Peter, what has it been like for you to interpret all of these headlines about your cousin, Joe Cronin? I mean, he's sort of at the forefront of the NBA right now.
I thought, I was like, you're either going to ask me, what is it like to read all these headlines about Roham or my cousin? I wasn't sure which direction you were going to go with there. It's pretty surreal, honestly, and definitely like a tough spot for him. But I do love seeing some of his quotes and how they're reporting him, that Joe Cronin remains entirely unsentimental about the whole situation. So he's a very sharp dude. I think he's going to make the right decision.
It's like, how close were you guys like growing up? And for those that don't know, he's your cousin, right? Like, I mean, just explain it to
my mom's sister's son. Yeah, so they were much older than us. So like, we weren't super close, but like, I went to hit, they played in the state championship game in Colorado, and my cousin went toe-to-toe with Chauncey Billups. Chauncey Billups was on George Washington. My cousin was on Horizon High School, and Chauncey Billups posterized my cousin Joe Cronin. There's like a photo of it in the Denver newspaper. And then, of course, Billups went on to have a crazy career. And then it's just very serendipitous that they're both in Portland now. And then my other cousin, Katie, played at Colorado State. They were on that team that were top five with Becky Hammond, who everyone now knows, too, from her coaching exploits. So, yeah, big, big side of the basketball family there, and very stoked for Joe on getting that gig.
When your aunt and your mom get together, I mean, how proud are they talking about their sons, you know?
Yeah. You know, one's wheeling and dealing Damian Lillard. The other is starting their draft with three straight running backs while wearing a bucket hat. You know,
it's good. It really is good.
Did we cover that we all assigned ourselves a challenge this week?
We did at the very beginning. So we're four picks through. I've got Tyreek from the five spots, and then Jonathan Taylor and Josh Jacobs. And then, Pete, who do you have so far? You have three running backs,
three wide receivers, Justin Jefferson, T Higgins, Debo Samuel. I saw a tweet from Davis Maddock yesterday that got me really hyped on Debo Samuel.
Good player. I love clicking. I love clicking Debo. He's like my coziest click.
And who do you have, Davis?
I have through four picks: Patrick Mahomes, Jahmyr Gibbs, Terry McLaurin, and Travis Kelce. Depending on the jury of my verdict, I could have failed part of my challenge already. I will throw myself to the mercy of the court at the end.
Wow.
I sort of had a Soccer Dave moment of being on the clock and realizing none of the players...
you auto drafted.
No.
You're hurt.
I literally would never auto draft, but
you panicked.
I did panic a little bit and sort of realized that I have two prompts, and they at that pick were sort of negatively correlated. I could not have fulfilled both at the time, really.
Okay. And then Pete, as far as your prompts, is everything on brand so far?
We're on track. You know, I gave myself a prompt, and I've been able to stick to it, Dave.
Rob, what about you?
Well, we went AJ Brown, Chris Olave, Calvin Ridley, Drake London. And I have some flexibility to make mine work.
Did you take Calvin Ridley over Debo Samuel?
I did. Right.
Talk about that.
No, No, Debo was already gone at the beginning of the third round.
Did you know that Calvin Ridley has just been an absolute freak on the practice field?
Just best shape of his life.
Like for real. He's been amazing in practice. Those are like direct quotes from Trevor Lawrence.
Rashi Rice threw up at practice today, so we're in peak blurb season.
Normally, you would think it would be Andy Reid throwing up looking at who his wide receivers are this year.
Can we get some boots on the ground takes from the running back situation there in Kansas City, Davis? Because I've got my bags packed with Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I talked about it on the show a couple weeks ago, and I am just ready for that 18th round ADP to go up to 16th or 15th round ADP.
Aggressively drafting him up to the 16th round. I mean,
yes.
My guess is that they sign Ezekiel Elliott, Leonard Fournette, Kareem Hunt, Dalvin Cook, one of these guys. If Pacheco, although Pacheco was out at practice today, stretching, for whatever that's worth. But the Andy Reid quote going around yesterday made it seem like he was further away than that. But they're not going to go into the season, I don't think, with McKinnon, Denerick Prince, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That would be wild.
What do you guys think of the rumors now of Fournette in the mix for New England? Did you see that?
That's so bad for Ramondre.
I thought Dalvin was the betting favorite.
But Fournette's here today. Fournette's in New England today.
Yeah. Ooh.
And they flirted with each other last year.
Ooh.
Before he went back to Tampa. So Fournette feels more like a Belichick guy than Dalvin Cook anyways, to be perfectly honest.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
The only thing is like the whole, I thought Lenny was like more of a ring chaser, although maybe it's just he's gotten his ring and now he just wants the bag, but it just doesn't seem like going to play in New England would be that fun for your last season or whatever.
Well, he did say that he was looking to play for a contender, and then he released his list of teams, and it was about 21 teams. So
it's kind of in the same way that the Titans are going to contend to win the AFC South.
Right. Yeah. You know, the Patriots are going to be purgatory, just like the Titans, honestly. So he's probably just looking for a bag. One more bag. One more payday.
Do you guys hear that alert?
Yeah.
Yes.
Alarm.
You did prep us for that, though.
Yeah. To be fair to Soccer Dave, this was we knew that was happening.
I told them this could happen. All right. Tannehill, though, where do you put him now, Rob?
Where he's been, not drafted. Tennessee.
What?
I mean, Tennessee is the perfect like one-off team. Like, if you want Chig, cool. If you want Derrick Henry, whatever. If you want DeAndre Hopkins, if you want Treylon Burks, you don't want to stack Tennessee. They're just
stacking them in all my drafts lately, Rob. Yeah, Tanny double stacks.
Well, you're going to be poor because you had to do all your drafts on stream anyway. So you've already set yourself up for failure. You might as well add that Tennessee element.
Coakley's third eye is so closed. He doesn't realize that they're one of the four dome games in week 17. His eyes are not open to the polar vortex in December.
I spoke to my Oracle, Rich Rebar, last night, and we were talking about this. And there's so many outs for Tannehill to not even start week 17. Right. So we're looking at a quarterback in the late rounds that could actually just not even be on the field when you can get guys that are more likely to play. Like Mac Jones, for example. Do I like Mac Jones? No, but he's most likely going to play 17 weeks with injury.
He's got a barn burner week 17 in a snow field. Like, they might not even play that game in a stadium. They might have to play in the parking lot or something.
Which is fine if he's on the field. Like, you still want the guy that's on the field rather than the guy that's benched for Will Levis, right? So yeah. I'm not taking Ryan Tannehill still. Just there's just no point. There's too many other better options.
Was it last year that you and I had – was Tannehill our dead quarterback on our big dog team where we had Hurts and we had zero quarterbacks in week 17?
Not only did we have Tannehill – I don't know if you remember this. I think we thought it was 20 rounds because the year before the big dog was 20 rounds. So our galaxy brains, we were like, we're going to take Zach Wilson and Ryan Tannehill to go with Jalen Hurts. And none of them played. Not one of them played. And we had the sickest squad in the big dog. We were going to win that tournament if any of them played.
Let's run it back this year, Rob. Let's get some redemption.
We can do that for sure.
The key to finishing second place in the Mastiff is to get an unintentional Baker Mayfield Tyler Higbee stack. People forget that. Pete and I were in a 27 way shared Mastiff team that finished second, and it literally advanced because of the Baker Mayfield Thursday night Tyler Higbee game.
That was a nice one. We're doing a Mastiff draft with the Ship Chasing Crew right now. It's a bummer how they structured it. It's like a min cash tournament.
It's not good.
What tournament was this?
The $1,000 Mastiff. It's a different payout structure than the Mastiff was last year, so I hope they do it more.
Peter, you can be okay that the $1,000 Mastiff is just kind of a flat payout structure?
Mm-mm.
I remember when you were like kind of the common man, like representing the everyday person.
Representing the everyday $1,000 best ball drafter,
well,
Dave?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Now you're complaining about the $1,000 entry.
Yeah, this is a guy who laughs at those of us who are slow drafting 43 Pomeranians. He thinks that's unacceptable.
Davis, you know that it's unacceptable.
Thank God I didn't fire too many slow drafts when I went to Vegas.
The thing is, Peter, is that $20,000 goes a long way in entry fees to chasing Curran. Because that's, you win $20,000 in the Pomeranian, that money is going back in the ecosystem. At least if I'm the one who wins it, that money is ecosystem money.
The best part of the Mastiff, Davis, is it's the bio equity. I took down the Mastiff. That's there you go. $1,000. I took down the highest stakes tournament on Underdog. I mean, that's clout personified right there.
You firing any of those solo?
Mastiff? No. I did a Bulldog.
Yeah. I'm still debating on what I want to do. I wasn't even gonna max BBM this year, to be honest with you. Now I am.
What? But... And miss out on your cactus that Rudman never even sent me?
You didn't get the cactus? You want mine?
No, I want Rudman to get my address right.
Oh no.
It's brutal.
I literally have an extra one over here, Davis, if you want.
No. I'm trying to do this challenge and it is so hard right now. Oh, geez. I've got Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs, Madison and Pierce, and then Tyreek Hill, Tyler Lockett, and Dallas Goedert. Anybody want to take a stab at what my challenge is? I will say it's not like a strategy based challenge.
I know if you picked it, it's a schedule based challenge. It has to be because you love picking
not a schedule based challenge either.
Kitchen wanted to take a break from the schedule challenges, I think.
Kitchen's actually drafting a weekly winners team.
That would be a very funny prop. The question is, do we give Dave enough credit to think he has distinct styles and strategy for approaching those two contests?
Right. That's a good point.
Did you see though, Davis, that I've drafted over 50 DraftKings Millie teams?
All fast drafts?
Like 45 of them, probably.
Wow. Fast drafts. Best ball week got to you. The best ball week promotion they did last week got to you.
Well, I was already drafting before then. This is why. And then, like, it just seems like it's a sickness. Like, whenever, for instance, I was painting the house or painting the inside of the house last week, and I was like, you know, painting, it kind of sucks, but what if I did a draft while painting?
I do that. Anything.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Vacuuming, whatever. Yeah. You just pull up a fast draft.
Yeah. It just helps to pass the time. So yeah, I think it did work. GA007 said he saw the 50% Tannehill for Kitchen. I mean, Tanny was free. Now he at least had, like, I get it. Maybe they're not going to throw as much as everybody else. We don't know that. They've got a new offensive coordinator that used to be the passing game coordinator for Houston and then for the Titans last year. But they've got Hopkins. They've got Traylon. They got Chig. They got a new toy in Tajay Spears. Like, the only thing that would limit Tanny is going to be the offensive line. The only thing. In Harditz posted a tweet about all the advanced stats where the hate has gone too far. I'm not saying that he's going to be a top 10 quarterback, but I am saying that he could have top 10 weeks just like he did a couple of years ago.
Well, anyone can have top 10 weeks because you just don't
know. Well, not anyone can. But Ryan Tannehill can.
Who's a quarterback that can't have a top 10 week?
Trey Lance.
That's a fact.
You know what? You know what, Dave? You got Touché. Me. You did actually get me. Yeah.
Yeah, aren't you worried that he's going to not start at the end of the season, though? Like, not to beat this point to death, but they start against the Saints, Chargers, Browns, Bengals,
Rob,
Colts,
you just
Ravens.
Don't know. You just don't know.
I just don't think the AFC – I don't think the Jags are going to be as good as what people say they are, and I don't think it's going – they're going to be, like, head and shoulders above the Titans, like a three-game, four-game lead where they're not going to play their best player. And for those that missed kind of like mini camp, like Will Levis did not impress. Malik Willis outperformed Will Levis. It is
Will
funny
Levis
because old Chess Liam said when I posted about Tanny, he's like, I think you mean Will Levis. What are the boots on the ground take? And I said, well, he actually got outperformed by Malik. And he was like, oh, I did not know that.
I refuse to get farmed by Liam on Twitter, but I will get farmed by him on this show.
On the show?
He was doing like his polls of like, who's the running back to? Yeah. He put one up for the Jets enlisted like 19 running backs, but not Izzy Abandikanda, the running back they selected, who's the clear running back.
You did let him farm you. You really did let him farm you.
I didn't respond on Twitter, though. I wasn't going to give him that satisfaction, but he got me right here.
Liam,
you think he did that on purpose?
I heard Liam on yesterday's 7-hour Pat Corain stream. He was making people mad.
Speaking of, did not get an invite to Pat Corain's. It's literally 7 hours of drafting, and I can't make the cut, and the guy is grafted onto my tree.
Well,
he was a best ball finalist 2 of the past 3 years. Like, I don't, I'm sorry, but that is wrong.
He was scraping the bottom of the barrel and still didn't see a David Kitchen at the bottom there.
No. I didn't get the offer either, Kitchen. And me and Crane went out and we spent a day in Manhattan together and hung out. And I didn't even get the invite.
Like, I feel like I would be a good guest on the show. We'd have a lot of fun. And he just, I mean, I don't get it. I helped give him his platform here on the show, wanting him to get more exposure. This is before the 2 million. You know, lots of people approached him after the 2 million. I was approaching him before the 2 million. We did the bit about the offensive line, like help craft his personality. You know, like see
help
that
help craft his personality. Yeah.
That's that really, you know, that sheepish grin, that sheepish grin that he has, like we helped with that, and he doesn't even appreciate it, I feel like.
Wow.
How's that make you feel?
Bad. It makes me feel bad. Jeez.
Okay. Peter. Cincinnati. No Chiefs. 2. I mean, some sort of 0 RB prompt. Is Brock Purdy involved in your challenge? Your self-challenge? Dave, you just timed out. Did you mean to do that?
Yeah, I had him starred, so.
Okay.
So if we're trying to figure out Pete's, his team right now is Jefferson, Higgins, Debo, Burrow, Ayuk, Pitts, Dotson, Gibson, Kamara.
Well, and on the Dotson thing, he was like, yes.
Well, I was Kyle Pitts where I got him. I was just excited, all right? Can I just have a little fun for once in my life?
You never get Kyle Pitts in the 6th round?
That was the 7th, Dave.
No, you got him in the 6th.
Shit, I meant to take Dotson first, so I could have got the...
didn't get... You never got him where his ADP is in that round?
Any falling Kyle Pitts team always feels good. You feel like you just got a little bit of a nice little theoretical EB.
It's true.
Okay. With all the news, everything that's happening, who are you guys like excited about having pup in your bags, and who are you wishing that you would have had more of? Davis, we'll start with you.
Who am I wishing I had more of? Honestly, I wish I would have drafted even more round 3 Derrick Henry. Now that the Titans signaled their intent.
Like he's not going in round 3 games at all now.
No, because any of the tank equity, all of that is gone.
Okay, Rob.
I guess like Zamir White is a guy that I was drafting, but maybe I should have grabbed a little more, knowing that this situation was going to play out this way, because now he's already starting to crank into the 17th round. So
that's a good one. That is a good one.
Here's the thing on that one.
Do you think when Josh Jacobs inevitably ends his holdout that
he goes back to the 18th round?
Yeah, like falls back. Like, is that just going to readjust, or will this be the cheapest you're going to get Zamir White?
Well, it was the cheapest you were going to get him. He wasn't even drafted in a lot of the drafts that we were doing.
You could get him whenever you wanted to.
Yeah.
So the Josh Jacobs holdout is going to be all the way until the season starts. So Zamir is just going to keep going up and up and up. He's probably going to get to the 15th, 16th round, based on people just overreacting, right? And even when Josh Jacobs comes back, the contingent value for Zamir White is still great. He still should have been drafted almost every single draft that there was to begin with.
He's the clear backup. I mean, I did get a few shares of him. I'm not sure if I ever, you know, spread that knowledge on the show. Apologies if not, but you know, it's easy to get a good share of him. Not so easy to figure out like Breida or Gray doesn't really move the needle for New York with the Barkley potential home runs.
No, and the Barkley thing, we just know Barkley's coming back and getting the lion's share of that work. I mean, Zemir is clearly locked in at the two spot there. The Giants, you don't know what the hell's going on behind him.
Eric Gray, baby.
We have been taking some Eric Gray, I will say that.
Wasn't he like, wasn't his combine numbers like really slow, like 4.8, 4.9? I feel like he did not perform well at the combine.
I mean, he was like a very weird timeshare running back in college. Anyway, yeah, 4.62.
Who are you guys fading? Like, is there players that you guys are just like absolutely not, that other people are all in on?
I figured out from my DraftKings challenge that there's
Juju,
one quarterback
Lazard
not drafted.
Now let's get the fun ones. Top five round fades. I'm really low Metcalf, extremely low Ridley.
Yeah.
Who are you fading in
almost
the early round?
Almost no Ridley. It's very hard for me to take T because I like all the running backs ahead of him. Not really taking Breece, not really taking Jerry Jeudy, not really taking Hopkins, almost never taking DJ Moore. Never really taking
You're not
Aaron
taking
Jones.
Hopkins?
No, Dave. Not really. Like he's fine. I don't think he's a bad pick, but I'm not that interested.
I have 0% Davante Adams.
Yeah, that is you're gonna lose. Sorry.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I mean, that is gonna be fine. That's basically the least defensible position. Because Jimmy Garoppolo is that much worse than Derek Carr or what?
I just think the entire Raiders like is gonna be a dumpster fire throughout the entire season.
Weren't they a dumpster fire last year? They were awful.
Not as much as they're going to be this year. This year, they're going to be an absolute dumpster fire.
What is worse? Like, is their offensive line worse? Like, what's the difference?
Their quarterback is worse, right?
Their quarterback has better career numbers in everything than Carr.
No, he is not a better quarterback than Derek Carr. Numbers, this is an eye test. This is a live a little test.
Oh, this is the – I mean – Garoppolo's won more games. He's got better QBR, better EPA per play, better completion.
Did you watch him play with the San Francisco 49ers?
Yeah, I don't think Carr's any good either.
I don't think Carr is great, but I think he's a better overall quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo. And we're already starting with the injury stuff with Garoppolo. That team is shaping up to be a master.
That's a valid concern, but I mean honestly, like, he had what Adams had 33 half point PPR points with Stidham,
and their backup's Hoyer. Like, what is that team going? They are going to be a bad team, and I like Zamir White because I just think he's going to get volume. And on bad teams, like backup running backs, fine, whatever, tight ends, whatever. But Davante Adams is going to be very, very angry this entire year. He's already angry. Right, he's already trying to find his way out of Vegas.
I have zero shares of a guy. I think he's a top three round ADP wide receiver. You want to guess who it is? Third round wide receiver.
Third round wide receiver. You have zero shares of Amari Cooper.
This guy just
That's not true.
He does not fit
Keenan.
The live a little
Keenan
brand.
Keenan doesn't fit live yes. a little. Yeah.
Zero shares of Keenan. So I have lots of Mike Williams, but if Keenan goes off, I'm toast.
It is hard to pay that price, but that offense is pretty – like if Kellen Moore does to the Chargers what he did to the Cowboys, it's a pretty appealing offense.
They're the team I've been trying to get back into like being overweight on. Because I kind of missed out on them early. So the Chargers can bury me.
And Adams has a week 17 dome game. Coakley, I think you're going to get the blade. I'm urging you to reconsider.
No, we have a strong stance on this one.
Dude, I'm so push-pulled by the Davante Adams stuff. I've been doing my drafts with Sean Siegel, and he has like a near full fade on Davante Adams too. And then I think there's really compelling cases that he's just obviously
He's going ahead of Garrett Wilson, who has a quarterback who is like the most mercurial guy in the NFL, and his week 17 game is outdoors against the Browns. Like the total for that game might be like 28.
Yeah.
And okay. And Amon-Ra St. Brown. Look, we all love Amon-Ra St. Brown, but St. Brown is not in any way like someone in the chat just said it. All the Devontae stuff is all vibes based. It's not evidence based.
No, he's still one of the best wide receivers in the league. There's no debate about that.
He pushed that photographer last year in Kansas City.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
There might be an attitude problem.
Didn't he have like a billion yards in that game?
Yeah, but
Devontae Adams has more finishes as the number one scoring wide receiver in fantasy football than outside of the top 12.
What are you doing with the other Oakland wide receivers?
They're both pretty good too. I mean, it's just, you just want Houston, Tennessee, Indianapolis, Las Vegas, Detroit, and Dallas. You just want a lot of players from those games. Those are going to be the highest. Like, they might not look like that right now, but those are going to be all like high 40s totals in week 17.
The best cost adjusted pick on the Raiders is the rookie tight end. He shouldn't be free.
Totally. I agree.
That's my one Raiders. My two Raiders players are Zamir and Michael Mayer.
So when you take, do you not take Richardson, or do you just not do bring backs?
For Richardson, I probably at like 6 to 8%, and my bring back is either Mayer or Zamir White generally.
I don't really know what to do. Ooh, oh, wait. Do I know what to do with this next pick? Never mind. I do.
I will say mine's tougher than what I even thought. So
your prompt is tougher than what you thought.
Yeah.
So you've got Daniel Jones unstacked, no bring back. Mm-mm. You've got no Raiders with Jonathan. Oh, you got Taylor and Jacobs. You have no Packers with Madison. You have no Titans with Pierce.
Yeah.
Hill unstacked, no Ravens. Lockett with Freiermuth. Thomas with no one. Mingo with no one. Samuel with no one. Shark with no one. Goddard with no one.
Yeah. That's why I said you're looking at the wrong way. If someone can figure this out, I'll ship them a shirt. Well, I won't ship them a shirt, but
yeah,
the shirt will be shipped.
Someone will ship them a shirt.
Will be shipped to them.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Did you give yourself the Cincinnati Kansas City stack again?
No, that's just a byproduct.
All right, Coakley.
We should recap some teams for the audio listeners too, where people are flying pretty blind here. Different drafts.
Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce to start my draft. I've got at running back Jahmyr Gibbs, AJ Dillon, Elijah Mitchell, Devin Singletary. At wide receiver, I've got Terry McLaurin, Deontay Johnson, Jordan Addison, Brandon Cooks, Jameson Williams, Rashee Rice, and then I have Kelce and Laporta at tight end.
Rob, your team?
Sure. I went A.J. Brown, Chris Olave, Calvin Ridley, Drake London, J.K. Dobbins, Trevor Lawrence, Rashad Bateman, Sky Moore, David Njoku, Samaje Perine, Rondell Moore, Derek Carr, Roshan Johnson, Taysom Hill.
Taysom, good equity.
Yeah, not David, many Saints stacks for me, so I do like getting him with Carr here.
You like. I'm always of two minds about that because I love that the Saints have this crazy easy schedule and they play 11 dome games. So I like them in a vacuum, but I don't always know how I feel about Taysom and Carr together.
I think it's fine because you're just. I mean,
it's just touchdowns.
They should never be your primary stack, right? Like they're never your primary. So you're. Well, looking...
I mean, you know, Olave, Godwin, Carr, Shahid, or whatever. Like that's not terrible.
But in terms of your quarterback, like they're never your primary with your quarterback. So, yeah, Carr, maybe he gets us through a week or two in the playoffs, and then whoever you pair him with, Mahomes or, you know, one of those other top guys.
Wait, I had something and then have you guys noticed like the last like 3 or 4 days the quarterback's going early or am I just getting unlucky? Like the last like 3 BBMs I've done, I've been getting sniped on quarterbacks like and just like tilting my face off and having to backdoor Mac Jones on these like awful teams.
No, they've been going earlier for sure.
Yeah. My team, I did get Brock Purdy to complete my double stack with Debo and Ayuk. I also took Rashid Shaheed, a guy I don't take a lot, but I like. And
I like him a lot.
He just goes in my wide receiver rooms.
He's a you never know guy.
Yeah. So him is my 6th wide receiver at pick 168. I felt good about. But my full team, Burrow and Purdy at quarterback, Gibson, Kamara, Damian Harris, Jamal Williams, Tank Bigsby at running back, wide receiver, Justin Jefferson, T. Higgins, Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Jahan Dotson, Rashid Shaheed, and tight ends, Kyle Pitts and Irv Smith.
Did your challenge have something to do with taking an elite quarterback and an elite tight end?
Kind of. More so than the byproduct of Chiefs that, yeah, definitely a feature of my prompt.
You have to stack one AFC team, one NFC team?
No. I wouldn't force myself into such a difficult corner.
Such a bimodal challenge.
Wait, speaking of prompts, what happened? What came about from the guy on Twitter? Kitchen, did he end up giving a prompt that you used?
No. Mm-mm. Okay. But I mean, we will accept all ideas.
Next week we should crowdsource.
Yeah, crowdsource it would be fun.
Yeah. Agree.
I was trying to figure out how difficult you guys were making yours because I had one that I was going to do that was quite difficult, but I heard nothing back. So we went with a slightly easier one. I was going to try to do a double elite QB build. On stream.
That's the problem with the self prompts is we're never gonna push ourselves to the ultimate. It's like you gotta have a trainer, right? You know, if you're doing yourself, you might take it a little easy.
I feel like I push myself on this one, maybe a little bit too far, some might say.
Yeah, have we figured out Kitchens? I thought I was maybe close for a second because you were going.
So let's go over Kitchens' team. Hill, Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs, Tyler Lockett, Alexander Mattison, Dallas Goedert, Damian Pierce, Michael Thomas, Freiermuth, Daniel Jones, Jonathan Mingo, Curtis Samuel, DJ Chark, Bryce Young, Gus Edwards, and Chase Claypool. So he's got a Carolina stack going.
Because you just never know.
And he had Daniel Jones starred is another clue. Remember, we thought he auto-picked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again,
unstacked.
It's not Daniel a strategy. Jones. It's not a strategy-based thing, and there are, like, deep Swolecast roots with this. Like,
deep roots. Oh, so this is something Monday night or Thursday night-based.
Nope. There's no strategy. It's not a strategy-based thing. It's not like you have to pair this with that. This is going back to the start of things, I guess you could say.
Going back to the start of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Evan thinking Marshawn Lynch wasn't going to play when he had him on Thursday lock.
You're on the right track. You're on the right track.
I might not remember the early days as much as you.
And I tried my very best. Cannot do it. Oh man. This might be one of my, it was tough to do. I think if I could do it again, I would go about it differently, but that wasn't the,
I just drafted a shitty team. Mahomes Kelsey teams just feel so thin at wide receiver, always feel no matter dead. What you do.
They so, always feel dead.
Looking at Kitchen's team, don't we think Tyler Lockett is probably the biggest clue? Because that was a pretty yes. big reach.
It should be. It should be. And I also, the clue that I gave Davis just now.
What was that clue?
That, well, Marshawn Lynch was a Seahawk when that happened, but that's all I got. He drafted Tyler Lockett at 44. And didn't take Geno Smith ahead of ADP. Well, I got no clue.
That someone's going to get it in the chat.
That doesn't give me anything.
Man, what is the Lockett clue?
The Lockett clue.
Lockett.
Man, my team is just dog shit. This is not a good effort.
Yeah, I don't like my team either.
I might need to take a little break from Underdog. Draft a terrible team in honor of Dave. I think your mic muted, bud.
Yeah, the good thing about my team is that I don't have to take ownership of it, really.
Yes, you do.
That's a good thesis statement for your teams in general.
You gave yourself the prompt and then drafted the team. You have to take literally entire ownership of it.
I'm giving you a hint right now. I do not have to take ownership of this.
Are these all Silva players? Is that the idea?
Wait, I have an idea. Did you give Sosa? Is Sosa ghost drafting this team?
No.
Because Sosa hinted that he might hop in and that would be a way you wouldn't take ownership over the clicks.
But Berg and in the chats and Davis they're on it right now.
Like, did you have to draft off Silva's top 150?
That's it.
Yes.
Wow.
He got exactly the prompt. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Silva's top 150 is notorious. It used to be back before when he was like famous and on the Swolecast, it used to be like the go-to thing that people would look at. I still do it, but yeah, so his top 150, if you look at it, it's got a lot of running backs, and he's even said, like, on the show, like, you know, when he's getting eviscerated by Leone, that these really are for season long, and I'm trying to get all my guys into the top 150. So there's a lot more running backs than there are wide receivers.
Pigeon, you just sniped me, by the way.
Well, I didn't. Silva had Travion Williams at 144. So there you go. But yeah, that was, I thought it would be a fun one just to draft off someone else's list. And I'm not sure I got it completely right. I was trying to like mark everything off. But I definitely know guys like Lockett, and the other guy was Madison. You know, he's got Madison ranked pretty high as well. So
okay, so I'll give a hint. The Jahmyr Gibbs pick went against one of my prompts and helped me fulfill the second prompt. It was a two-parted prompt. The Jahmyr Gibbs pick invalidated one part of it and completed the other part.
Well, one looks like a Detroit-Dallas stack.
That is partially it. My other picks give context to that. So the other picks that would give context to that: AJ Dillon, Devin Singletary, Ty Chandler, Jordan Addison.
Oh, NFC North. You had a draft.
No. Schedule based.
Oh God.
Schedule based in a way that people would be able to get.
Fuck if I know, man.
Washington. I mean, San Francisco plays Washington at Washington.
Are you doing the week? Did you do the dome game thing that I gave Kitchen?
Yes.
We're reusing prompts now.
No, I had Davis, to draft. Five,
are you serious?
I had to draft five players in the same dome game. So I gave myself two outs to it with Green Bay, Minnesota, and Dallas and Detroit, and a zero RB team, which is the panic click on Jahmyr Gibbs. Because I actually love Kelce Mahomes as a...
I kind of knew that Davis's challenge he would do for himself would be not as fun as what it would be if I gave him.
Mine's kind of lame, too. It's just harder to give yourself a super creative.
It is prompt. Harder, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean,
was yours Bengals super stack?
No. The note says... Dear Pete. It says, Dear Pete, if you are a true piss boy, nice hat, by the way, don't take out running back through seven rounds. Love, Pete.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Zero RB team.
Which I actually, for like going through my portfolio, I actually don't have, I only have like a couple true zero RB teams in my portfolio. So this was getting me back to my roots.
Man, Kamara is such a good pick on zero RB teams because you can squint just enough to be like, he won Herzig. Best Ball Mania 1 with 6 touchdowns, and he was the only one on the final who had him.
I promise you what he did 3 years ago is not the reason I selected him for this.
Every time I click on Alvin Kamara, I'm like, it might be a bad pick, but maybe he goes full Herzig.
We just don't know. But, I mean, he was like the featured back then, right? Like, he has lots of competition.
I think that's a little bit overblown.
With Taysom and Jamal Williams and
I mean, Jamal Williams is no different. Jamal Williams is no different than Mark Ingram. It would be if Kendre Miller becomes like a real part of the offense this year, then it would be a problem.
Are you sad that Tannehill went undrafted, Dave? In our draft?
No, because it just gives me more EV, I guess, in this draft.
Okay. All right, Coakley.
If Tannehill goes undrafted, though, that is like a travesty. Like, people just do not like EV in their drafts.
Totally. Okay, Coakley, you have Trevor Lawrence and Chris Olave, no bring back. You've got Derek Carr, Chris Olave, and Taysom Hill, no bring back. You've got no Jets with Njoku. You've got one Eagle with McBride. Got one Bear. With Drake,
I have a
bring
back for Lawrence.
Oh, you're right. You got Chuba. Okay. Cincinnati, you got Sky and Chase. Got Rondale and AJ. Was it every player had to have a contingent pick? Well, you don't have one for P. Ryan.
No, it was easier than that. And I still didn't do it as well as I would have wanted to. It was to draft 3 game stacks for week 17. We should have went with the double elite quarterback.
Three is hard. Three is hard without doing anything really stupid. Two you can pretty much always do, but three is hard.
Yeah. I had like 6 or 7 in my DraftKings Millie team yesterday.
What are you going to spend the money on?
I haven't decided yet. Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. Did we get anybody else's top 3 round picks that they're fading, or did we just go over Devontae Adams for 10 minutes and just...
Well, I was so offended. Yeah, I did. Keenan Allen. Offended by Devontae Adams. I mean, honestly,
what's yours, Rob? Other than Devontae,
Devontae is my big one. Like, I'm just completely fading him. The other one that I'm fading, but like not overly intentionally, is Josh Allen. But that's just because I'm so overweight on Mahomes and Jalen Hurts that those are the game stacks I'm going for.
Yeah, I've got only 3% of him, and I don't think I have any of him in Best Ball Mania because of the same thing.
Yeah. Allen's easy on, especially on DK, because you can get Gabe, the Babe, and then the two tight ends.
He's easy to stack. It's just when you're doing, like, for instance, if we look at my exposure, my quarterback, I'm at 35% on Mahomes and I'm at 20% on Hurts. So when you're going crazy on those fronts,
that's heavy metal. That's the right way to draft. If you're not taking Devontae Adams, at least we can agree that you want Mahomes.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty simple.
We just need one of Tony, Sky, Rice, MVS, Richie James, Justin Watson, Justin Ross, Denzel Mims, now that he's cut by the Jets. We just need one of these guys to blow up.
The easiest quarterback to double stack, and I'm mostly fading Kelsey too, for the point that you brought up earlier. Yeah.
It's hard for me to do that. Like,
I'm fading Eckler.
Oh, have fun staying poor.
Yeah.
No, I actually understand an Eckler fade, but I can't bring myself to do it.
I get it. He won Corain a couple million, but like, other than that, what did he do last year?
Led the NFL in touchdowns.
Besides that. No, did he?
Yeah.
Over Jamal?
Total touchdowns. I don't know about rushing.
Oh, got it. Yeah, I think.
No,
I think
trust me. Silva knows that Jamal has lost. Yeah. My biggest underweight for round one, guys, and I've been drafting them pretty evenly, but Kelsey, I'm at 5%. Everyone else, I'm higher than that on.
The Kelsey what teams just are the shittiest screenshots in fantasy football. They're so ugly.
Yeah. I only have 3% Jamar Chase, but that's because I've gotten out of 67 drafts now, I've gotten the 102 once.
That hurts.
Out of 67 drafts.
That's the worst spot for me in the draft is that that like 107, 108, if no one like that I like falls to me, because I don't like those are the guys I've
started to ideologically take Davante Adams to because the haters are gonna pay.
We're gonna have to come up with some sort of side bet for this.
Also,
season.
There's gonna be once Jimmy Garoppolo shows up to training camp and he's fine and this foot injury is gone, there's gonna be about 50 spots of closing line value for Jimmy Garoppolo. He's gonna immediately go ahead of Stroud, Young. He's gonna set he'll probably actually go right next to Purdy, which is hilarious.
Hmm. All right. So Berg, if you in the chat, if you're still watching, hit up the official Swolecast channel for a shirt. And I won an underdog shirt. Three team because of my Deshaun Watson tweet. So they're not just sending me a
when's
Browns.
When's your cardio club tank getting in?
I don't have a cardio club tank. If there was different, if there was like something, you know, pickleball related, whatever.
Can you get them to send you Davis's cactus as well?
Yeah, where's my
so they cactus? They're sending me an extra three NFL teams as well. Mm. I got the Titans, I got a Jags shirt for DB, and then I forget like a Rams shirt because I kind of like those colors. So, but yeah, this should be fun. Also, speaking of tournaments, big news, first pickleball tournament for me this weekend. I have entered into it. Sandals, I don't know if people notice the new hat. I'm trying to get used to it. And then also the wristband, the sweatband right here.
I refuse to believe you actually like pickleball that much. It's so stupid, Dave.
I do. Me and our app developer, Derek Clark, are going to be taking on the world. So super pumped for that. And really just we're just going to get out there and do our best and live a little. So that's what I got going on this week. Rob, what do you have going on now that you've got this pretty nice little payout? You know, you took a little time off. Like what's next for you?
I got to see if I'm going to do more shanties this summer. Yep. Mm-hmm. We just did the second week 17 shanty. I'm jumping right back into the grind. I have to write an entire Hometown Ghost Stories episode for next week. We just shot a TV pilot for that.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool.
How heavy are you going to go into to best ball with these winnings? Like, are you going to be smart with it or are you going to...
Are you going to the 20K live DraftKings best ball draft where it's 12 people first and second place?
No, I won't be doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the only thing I'm changing is I'm going to definitely be maxing Best Ball Mania. And I'm just going to add a couple more of the high stakes stuff and still staying away from puppies and $3 on DK and stuff like that.
There you go. Wow.
The rich get rich.
Final thoughts, Davis?
You know, everyone just draft Davante Adams and log out. That's all you got to do.
Okay. Piss Boy Pete.
We can do it. We can do a plug. Davis and I are getting the band back together with Laird on Friday. I don't think it's going to be live, but you can look for that to drop in audio and video form probably later Friday afternoon. Excited to talk to Laird before he ships off to Bucks training camp.
Okay. And then Rob, tell people where they can reach you.
You can find me on Twitter at King Coakley and all the Spike Week stuff. And that's about it.
All right. And then, like I said, I got a big pickleball tournament coming up this this weekend.
We heard.
Oh, whoops. So in the kitchen with David this weekend and next week, I'll let you guys know. If you want to be in the Swole 60, there's still a few spots open. Hit me up for that. It's free. It's free. It's just being accountable and trying to be our best selves. And that's what this really was about. This episode is challenging ourselves. I feel like we did that. So we'll see you next time here on the Swolecast from RunnerGunners.com. Peace.